Hello, and welcome to lesson five of this self-love healing immersion. We have done a lot of deep work already around uncovering hidden or known blocks to self-love, clearing them, healing them. So today, I want you to check in with yourself and take your time to integrate this, to see how this is all landing, all this self-discovery and self-exploration and healing that you have been doing the last 4 days. All the beliefs and ideas that are coming to your awareness, the healing we have done. I know this can be intense. This is deep work. This is not for everyone. This is for the brave ones like you. So I'm sure that these lessons might have moved some things for you. And today I have some suggestions for you to integrate this journey and to process this journey. The first one is if you have a bath, have a cleansing bath with sea salt, baking soda, and any essential oils you like. My preferred ones for this are lavender and tea tree essential oil. These baths are really cleansing energetically and can accelerate or continue the healing process, especially the healing meditation from yesterday's lesson in lesson four is based on powerful energy healing techniques like the discipline Theta Healing. So it's normal to feel tired after you do that type of healing because you are working on releasing the energetic imprints, but the body might need a bit longer to integrate this healing. So having these cleansing baths can be really helpful, and they're really, really relaxing. It's a great way to promote and accelerate and integrate this healing. Another suggestion is to do some journaling and maybe say goodbye to either the beliefs or emotions or parts of you or memories that have been coming up to your awareness. That's probably a lot coming up for you these days, coming to your awareness. And maybe you have worked on it energetically, but if there are any emotions that are coming up for you, you might want to take some time to write them down, to express any emotions, to just let it out, to just process it, to just put it out into words. And also maybe you want to write a goodbye letter to a part of yourself or to an old belief, or to an old story that you no longer need. And you might want to say everything that you would have liked to say, why you no longer need them, integrating the wisdom, thanking them for the experience and the lessons they taught you, but saying goodbye. I don't need you any longer. So just write anything that comes to your awareness without thinking if it makes logical sense or not. We're just trying to integrate and process here and to let out any remaining emotions or ideas that might be lingering. So it is not about making it look pretty. It's not about writing a beautiful biography. It's not about the grammar. It's just about processing. So just write down whatever comes to your awareness first. And the third suggestion I have for you today is to do a fire ceremony to let go of the old and to set new intentions. Now, to do a fire ceremony, you just need a candle and toothpicks or small pieces of paper. If you can set up a big fire, if you have a big house, or you can do it outside, even better. But if you're in a small flat, you can also just grab a candle and a few pieces of paper. And pick one for each belief or part of yourself or anything that you want to leave that you want to leave behind. And you can write them down in different pieces of paper or on the toothpicks. Just concentrate your energy or blow it out into the toothpick and see them burn. And take your time to do this. Play some nice music in the background. Make sure that you can take your time, that you're not going to do it in a rush and that no one is going to disturb you. And just see them burn. This is really transformational. And you can also do the same for the new beliefs or emotions or experiences that you want to attract to your life, writing down each one in a different piece of paper or setting the intention into a toothpick and just let them burn. This is a very powerful way to set new intentions. And if you feel like this is just the beginning, that this is moving some things for you, but if you feel like there is still much more to clear, feel free to revisit lessons 3 and 4 to continue the healing anytime you need. Every time you do lessons 3 and 4, you will heal a deeper layer. So you might be ready to move on with the course. You might feel that you feel really relieved and that you are noticing a big shift already, but you might feel that you want to do more healing, that you need to do this a few more times, and that is perfectly fine. Self-love is also about allowing yourself to take this course at your own pace, at a pace that feels right for you. So whenever you are ready, I'm going to invite you to join me in lessons 6 and 7, but we're going to actively work on developing a truly loving relationship with yourself. But please, only when you are ready. And in the meantime, if you have any questions about this course or would like to share any insights, please make a comment in the course and I will be happy to share more tips or suggestions or to answer your questions. See you tomorrow for lesson 6.